Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Godo, Kalista Niski. Yeah, Jabril, the Godo. Ah, good evening. Hello, everyone. This is Jabril Salam. We'll be hosting tonight for Indigenous Voices of People with our guest speaker tonight to be Chinupa Gluhamani, a strong advocate of the Native Indians around the country who has been struggling to overcome injustices done to Native Indians and Native people on the said reservations and throughout the nation in different cities and towns. Chinupa has maintained his cultural traditions and Native language throughout the years, and he is also exceptionally knowledgeable about issues involving different injustices to the Native tribes of this country, Turtle Island. Chinupa, he will open with a prayer and close with a song in the Lakota language. And this show, folks, is Indigenous Voices of People, or Voices of People. So everyone, we encourage you to call in and voice your opinion. Let us hear from your side what's going on your reservation, what's going on in your city or your borough or your town, wherever you are. We welcome the people to call in at 657-383-1630. That's 657-383-1630. And share your knowledge, share your experiences, and share what's going on in your area so that we may be helpmates and aids to one another and find solutions to free ourselves of corruptions and different problems which plague our young people, our old people, and then our political statuses is mass incarceration and so many different abuses go on nowadays and different corruptions that, to our elders, to our young people, to so many different platforms, so many different walks of life, this type of behavior is happening. So we like to discuss these things so that we can help one another to overcome these things and rid of the injustices so that people may have a good quality of life upon Mother Earth.
نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
So we open with some prayer, and that prayer there is all praise to our creator. The opening to call it Fatiha. All praise to our Creator, the most gracious, most merciful, the one who gave us life, gave us everything. The master of the day of judgment, the spirit world. Thee alone we give to him praise, or we pray to. Thee alone deserving of our attention, our worthiness, our worship from the spirit. Connection. Thee alone can give us guidance and made the straight way for us to live. Show us the straight way, the guidance, the way of those who walk their straight path in life, the path of honesty, justice, truth. Not the way of those who work corruption in the land, those who go astray, those who cause dissension and disruption amongst people. Division, sickness, illness, crime, misery, all these bad things. We are people as indigenous people. We are people who were given stewardship of each other, of many different nations, handed down from our foreparents, sacred bundles, sacred traditions, sacred prayers, sacred songs. So many different things, stewardship of the animals, the four-legged, the fin creatures, the winged creatures, the birds. So many different responsibilities were given to us, different wisdoms were given to us here on Turtle Island. But in the industrial age, in the modern attire, we have lost a lot of those connections through this fast-paced industrial age and indoctrination of education. We're being marginalized, raped and pillaged of our identities, different communities, different nations, subjugated to be, have less than your human value. In most indigenous languages, the names of the nations pretty much sum up to real people, human beings. You know, the names of those different nations generally describe the people. And what is the value? People. What is the most valued resource we have? Is each other. People. None of you truly believe in the Creator to he want for himself, want for his brother, what he want for himself. So therefore, you won't cheat your neighbor or your brother or your sister or your auntie or your grandma. You won't steal. You won't lie to them. You're going to be honest with whoever you come across because you understand your stewardship, your relationship to Mother Earth, your relationship to your relatives, to your ancestors, your relationship to your Creator, your relationship to your own spirit, to your own heart. So we want to turn it over to our listening audience. Please call in and engage and share the knowledges, share the traditions. These are things we have to bring back. In the native languages, these original languages was given by the Creator. There was no lies. There was no corruption. There was no deceit. There was honesty in the language. There was truth in the language. And it was very concise, very to the point. How do we keep our languages alive? How do we bring them back? Why the Creator made us different tribes and nations, not to despise one another as some others would inject who brought to us, but to learn and share with one another and learn from one another. If I share my language with you, you share your language with me. We keep the language alive. We give it to our children. They can converse back and forth. There's no language barrier. But the indoctrination of this European, this Washitu who came here, they want to eradicate all of our tongues, our languages, are very beautiful languages, and say, okay, encourage us to learn their languages, French, Spanish, English, but forbidden to speak your own tongue. This is a new day now, so we have to bring back all those things that the Creator gave us. Walk that straight road, not just talk about it, but live it day to day. It's very beautiful. Our medicines come from the ground. We understand this. We knew this. We better bring that back out. Our medicine didn't come from the laboratory. Same people who brought the smallpox and the measles and the this and the that and talking brought all these diseases and sicknesses and illnesses, they're still doing it. But we know how to deal with that if we just go to Mother Earth and take what she gives to us. It grows everywhere. It's free. She didn't charge us anything. Creator gave us everything straight from Mother Earth for free. So it's all about sharing that knowledge and freeing our people from a bondage mentally, financially, spiritually. Because the financial value is the nature of things. So I turn it over to our people. Call in. State who you are, what your name is, and share with us your knowledge. Out. Caller 505-0162.
Oh, that's Oyate Ota.
Hey, Oyate.
He got Chinupa on there again tonight?
He hasn't called in yet. I don't think he called
hasn't
in yet. He's
just
supposed to be on.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, he'll be there. I just wanted to kind of connect with him and with maybe a few other people that might be listening. Do you have a significant audience or an audience in South Dakota there?
We have a listening audience there, South Dakota, Wyoming, Nebraska, Michigan, Arizona, mm-hmm. New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I just kind of wanted to express my opinion. Once Lakota People's Law Project got this streaming video hosted by Chase Ironize, and it pops up on my phone. I never ordered it. I don't know where it comes from. But anyway, I listened to a little bit of it. And he has, various guests on there about different issues. And they're important issues. And, this stuff needs to be brought out and exposed and whatever. But Chase Ironize, he introduces his program as coming from the Black Hills and the Republic of Lakota, And I don't know if that's kind of doesn't set good with me, because I know who's involved in the Republic of Lakota, and it's not Chase Ironize. And I don't think he even promotes it. Or, I don't think he even agrees with it. Anyway, I've never heard him, express anything like that. And I just wanted to say that, not just for him, but other Lakota, any people that are white people or non-Indian people that are living in our territory up there in Lakota, like Chase Ironize and Lakota People's Law Project, it's all right to use things like that, the Republic of Lakota, if you represent it, if you support it. But if you don't support it, and if you're not trying to implement it somehow, doing something, agreeing with it at least. If you're not doing that, then whatever you're doing has little or no meaning whatsoever. I don't care what you're doing. If you're working for the tribal government, hosting a radio station, running a law office, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, it really doesn't matter unless you're advocating or promoting Lakota independence, because that's what the people deserve, and we should have had our independence long, from the beginning. It was taken from us. It was, at the expense of the Lakota, the United States built their independence at the expense of ours. And, that's just something that we can't let continue. And so I just wanted to say, let it be known that unless you're doing something for supporting Lakota independence, what you're doing really doesn't matter. I mean, you can die. And you can remember those words that I just said, that unless you're supporting or involved in or something with Lakota independence, what you're doing doesn't matter.
I won't be up for that understanding. But this is very true what you say, is that... The independence is for all the people, the Lakota people are independent people, but some of them have they want to be a dependent upon the guest. You're the host of a house, and you want to be the guest of the guest instead of the host of the guest.
Mm-hmm.
So they sold their independence. They assimilated into something they don't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys don't understand what's independence.
Mm-hmm.
And we never see them when we go and fight for the people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see them there. But we heard about them. They came and got money. But did the money reach the people when we go and see the people in Pine Ridge and Cheyenne River and different places? Did we see or heard about that money reaching there? No. They collect all kind of monies over the internet and over different programs. But does the money help the people? No. So this is not independence.
Yeah.
They're getting independent money for their own pocket, their own personal gain. That's what I stated earlier. None of you really truly believe in the great creator. So he wished for his brother, he wished for himself, his circle, his sacred hoop, his people. They don't respect the old people. I never see them over there.
Yeah.
Given to the elders. I don't see my brother Chinooba is there. I don't see them giving to the elders. We go to a lot of elders and bring them food. He bring them wood. He bring them water. And we help him from the Strong Heart Warrior Society. We never see these guys. But you see them on the TV. You see them on the internet. You see them making pretty speeches. And they collect the money, but the money don't reach the people. So they don't care about independence.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. The independence is the only way, you can. It only works if you exercise it, because they'll take it away from you. Like you just stated about the Black Hills. These guys are claiming something, but they're not about that.
Yeah, yep.
Lakota Republic, I think this was what Russell means. But they're not fighting for the independence. These guys are for independent, get money in their pocket. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When Chinooba comes on, he'll tell you himself. Just, it's unfortunate that the people go this way, but they've been dissuaded by the white folks. White man mislead them, and they go right, follow him right on down in the hole, thinking they're going to get something. That's like you hang the proverbial carrot, the golden carrot in front of them, and they follow the carrot, but it's like, where's it going? Not achieving anything. It's not helping the people. So our people suffer. So we try to hold that tradition of taking care of the elders, take care of the children, take care of the necessities so our people can be free. So this is so true, my brother, so true. And for the Lakota people, they have that responsibility. It was given by the great mystery to the Lakota people. It's a big responsibility. And it's generational. It doesn't stop with one generation to the other.
Hey, can anyone hear me? It's Chinooba.
Chinooba. Hey, Chinooba is here.
Hey, I apologize for not getting on the show. Earlier, I did explain to my little brother, Jabril, that I was invited to a Kit Fox meeting. In Lakota, they call it the Kokala Miniche. They had a meeting in Rapid City. My older brother of the Kokalas, Earl Tall, invited me to come over and sing a song and give a word of encouragement to the people that were trying to join these Kit Fox people. And so, lo and behold, Chinooba of the Strong Heart Dog Soldier Society, we had to go over there and help them. Thanks to Earl and Cooney Dog and all the other brothers that showed up, Adrian and Dalbert. I thank them for, stepping up, Adrian's wife and his two boys. It was really an honor that six Strong Hearts were there, six dog soldiers. And so we took that understanding a bit little further, because a lot of them were talking about certain circumstances of how kit foxes do it and so forth. They're not like us dog soldiers. And that's Oyate Ota that's on tonight with you, right?
Yeah, I was just talking with him. He's on now.
Did he go somewhere? Did he get off the phone or what?
No,
he's still there?
No, he's still there. Oyate. He's still there.
All right. Anyways, you're going to start the show off with a good prayer.
Of course.
Right
on. Your prayer.
All right. Well, without any further delay of this, I hope other people are tuned in because I did tell them the show was going to get a little bit spunky and heavy tonight because of the current situation we've had with other tribal entities and tribal members and so forth because of the lack thereof, okay? And because the independent structure has to be permitted this way, folks, we need to really look at how serious we're taking these measures on to hold the system accountable. Now, I can only speak it on this part, okay, from an independent structure. A majority of the people, past and present, have took on a circumstance that was greatly, greatly, you know, in the mindset of how people determine, you know, the behavior of the way activism has become a flaw in Indian country, when a majority of the brothers and sisters would always contemplate on certain issues by thinking they knew exactly what the independent structure was, when in fact they never did. And so I would always stress that on an open intent and giving people a chance to take a look at what we still have as a once free people. And I call ourselves a once free people because in today's world, we're not taking an initiative to hold the system accountable. And there's many tribes out there. And I also want to say this to the listening audience. Thanks to the Arapaho, the Cheyenne, the Lakotas, the Shalagi, the Blackfeet, many others, the Dene people, for paying attention to what Chinupan have been doing. I got a call from one of the human rights officers about the initiatives I've been pushing to bring about this positive venue on a human rights level. And that recognition was to get the Providence of Canada's membership to look at what we are dealing with here in the Indian country from that perspective, okay? And needless to say, because of that perspective, when we talk about different elements that go on in Indian country, and hear this, folks, some people talk about the health issues, whatever the effect is on the detrimental basis to the economy, the well-being of indigenous people and so forth. They all take this initiative very seriously. But when I challenge it on an open forefront, people get scared of it. And the reason why they get scared, folks, is because they don't participate with you as the once free people. In ancient history, and I'm going to go this route, and whether you all agree with me or not, I don't care. The problem with what we face in Indian country today, we need to take full responsibility of our behavior and actions. And when you reverse them, you know, the actions and behavior looks at two principles. Because we have allowed so much of this education field from the white man's way of dealing with problems in Indian country, we appoint different things to the society in general that create recommendations as a pathway forward to how the system is cultivating people of color. We'll never hold an organizational, you know, viewpoint on the values of what people still have, and that's the traditional belief. So by taking those elective measures and holding a popular attitude on a permanent basis by enforcing more of the independent structure, then and only then can we continue to make our own history done by Lakota people like Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Rain in the Face, Gall, Dull Knife, Two Moons, Red Cloud, you know, Spotted Tail, No Ears, and the list goes on of people that stood up to the might of the military, white man's military. And so they did not say this. Okay, and this is where the independent virtues come in. Our people that once stood up to the efforts of the American system, they didn't say, Chanupa, join the white man's military. Chanupa, you join the Navy. Chanupa, you go and you join the United States Army. Chanupa, you join the United States Marine. And also, Chanupa, you go join the Air Force. Learn how to fly a bird, a white man's bird. They didn't tell me that. Over a course of history, how indoctrination became prevalent enough to neutralize the evaluation of people in general, okay? The system used that Department of War to implement our tactics to become part of the military brigades that are destroying people of color. And thanks to the family and the late George Floyd, a lot of the military people backed off at the discretion of how America was trying to deploy National Guardsmen into cities to neutralize the behavior of people when they resisted because of the death that these white cops did to our people. We just had another killing in Rapid City, South Dakota. And so these are the measures people don't talk about. But yet, they want to get on the internet and talk about, oh, our courageous men and women did this and did that. That is the most heinous lie in modern history. Because anybody that claims to do something in Rapid City or any other city, Sioux Falls, in the state of South Dakota, they contradict the behavior that belongs to the rest of humanity. How? How do you mean they contradict? Well, first of all, you don't have a language that will help you serve the conditions of people. I just took another bed to people that need a bed to sleep on. And thanks to this, you know, family that was giving stuff away from their garage, I went by and I seen the sign that said garage sale. So for my instinct, I wanted to go produce myself to them and tell them what I was here for. And unfortunately, man, the grandmother said, hey, you need a bed? I said, yes, take it. And it was a brand new claustrophobic bed wrapped in that. And I sent pictures to Brother Jabril and little sister Jenny from Montana. I sent those pictures to you guys to see that I had to go get Dalbert to help me load the bed up, and we took it over to a family that was in need. You see, that's independent. We're not on the internet to beg for something like everyone else. And all these groups that do that shit, even the American Indian Movement does this shit. And you got all of them bastardizing, you know, that value, thinking aim this, aim that. No, AIM has been bought off by the federal government. Ever since they did that behavior to Annie Mae Aquash. AIM did that. Don't forget that, folks. I and the late Russell Means brought that to public light. So there is no AIM. AIM died. AIM blended in with the system. And the same with the Black Panther Party. Huey Newton and them guys used drugs and all this stuff to neutralize the movement. But there are still some courageous black folk out there that are still serving the purpose of why our people continuously need the freedom, not from a civil rights era, but the freedom that they did have when they had a language and they had name. And thanks to people like my late brother, Dick Gregory himself, Richard Dick Gregory. Dick used to always challenge things, and when it came to a flaw and it affected indigenous country, he said, hold on. Let me get a hold of my brother, Chanupa, from up north. And also, thanks to the involvement of Senator Ernie Chambers out of Nebraska, I and Senator Ernie Chambers, man, go a while back, especially when we led the campaign about the foreclosure of White Clay, Nebraska, which I and Russell Means and Frank Lemire and the Nebraskans for Peace led that campaign. And 19 years later, we finally shut it down. And so all the ruins that were in White Clay are now up in Rapid City, South Dakota. These are how we believed in things. And then when we go back to the Brown Berets got sold out too. You see, every power of people that had a vocal intent, that vocal intent was vested upon the freedoms of independence. And when you lack that pattern, that's how the system moves in. And a lot of us went to prison for our actions involving political endeavors that were forced upon our people, education and otherwise. And we could not allow that to happen anymore to our people. So we made a stand, just like our ancient ones. As I mentioned earlier, Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, Ren in the Face, Gaul, Two Moons, Dull Knife, Spotted Tail, Red Cloud, No Ears. All of these guys stood up to the might of the military. And they paved the way for us to live on independence. And to this day, this godforsaken day, on April 10th, 2021, the Strongheart Dog Soldier Society, the Strongheart Warrior Society continues to strive and enforce the independent measure. I just had my little brother, Jabril, and many others look into that matter. And thanks to Jason Turtle for acknowledging us to get a letter to describe all these tribes that I mentioned of getting back into the independence that they still have. They never lost it. It never was relinquished. All these tribes, the Blackfeet, the Nez Perce, the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, we Lakota, the Salagee, and the Dene people, you all have the opportunity to stand the integrity of your independence, because I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to ask my brother Jabril to clarify it. When I asked you to research about this independent structure, what did you find in the American government's archives, Jabril?
That the Lakota was always recognized as a free and independent people.
Thank you. Right there, folks. You see, that's the problem with a lot of you. And I say this because a lot of you, you all look like Indians and you sound like Indians, but you don't live on them. So when I say that, and it's not as a heinous attempt to topple you and stop you, no. When people bastardize the virtues that are responsible for people's independence of freedom, that's the ticket. And take a good look at what society did in the name of civil rights. Don't get me wrong now. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died because of civil rights, because he made those testimonial dividends to hold a system accountable because they weren't giving the black folk an opportunity to vote. Think about that, man. And when they gave it to them, the minute they gave them the voting rights, they were finding other ways to try to take it back from them. No different than the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, how that was imposed on Native people to get with the program. Unfortunately, it couldn't get passed anywhere because it was all illegally implemented with not a full pledge vote. So all these tribal governments that are under the operation through a 638 contract from the BIA and the Interior Department are null and void. They don't exist because you did not get a unanimous vote of the populated areas that held the indigenous population. And I'm talking about Pine Ridge. I'm talking about Mandan Arapaho. I'm talking about the Cheyenne. I'm talking about the Blackfeet. I'm talking about the Nez Perce, the Blood Indians, the Dene. All of them did not get the full pledge vote of membership to agree to the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, better known as the Wheeler-Howard Act. These are the things. As primitive we once were, we are still connected to our grandmother, the earth, and the earth we breathe in. From the air, it produces the oxygen from her sisters, the trees. Don't forget that, folks. Don't you ever forget that, because once you fall into the belly of the beast of the white race, you become part of the machine that the elite operate. And I turn it back to everybody as we're continuing on to get to the top of the hour. And thank you for all listening to me, and I'm sorry I came on late. So let's continue on with open, strong descriptions of what's going on in Indian country. Back to you, Jabril, and the listening audience.
All right. Thank you, Brother Chinupa. Brother Oyate, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Come on, we can hear you. Talk. Come on.
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay.
Something happened to the phone anyway.
No, it did not happen to the phone. Come on.
My phone. Something happened here. Anyway, okay. Janopa, did you hear what I said earlier?
No, I just came on. I was late, but don't worry about it. I can always go back at it.
Yeah, he came on after we got into that.
Yeah, but I heard him talking at the ending part. So, yeah, just keep going. I'll always catch up to it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I was saying that Chase Iron Eyes is Lakota People's Law Project stream comes over my phone every now and then. I don't know where it comes from, but it comes on there. So I listen to it, you know, every once in a while a little bit. And, you know, he always introduces the program as coming from the Republic of Lakota. But I was telling Jabril and everybody that I don't think he really means that, you know, that he really accepts that, that he understands it or anything. Because he's a new guy and he's an attorney, you know. He only believes in establishment stuff. And I don't think he supports the independence for Lakota at all. And so, you know, it's fine that he's using that, you know, moniker, you know, introducing the program and everything, but, you know, you really gotta support something that you claim, you know, to be a part of. And I was telling Jabril that, you know, if you're going to do something, you know, you need to be able to support what it stands for. And if you don't support, independence for Lakota, then whatever you do has very little or no meaning whatsoever. I don't care what it is, tribal government representative, attorney, working for a white person, you know, whatever it is, you know, it just doesn't have any meaning whatsoever, very little or none, if you don't support independence for Lakota, because that's what the people deserve, you know, and you know, you gotta be doing something for the people, no matter who you are. Back to you guys.
You know, I'm going to contemplate on an issue with that because a few months ago, my little brother Bryce Inderwood had asked me to go see Chase and pick up some important information that Mr. Chase Iron Eyes, you know, had in his possession at the discretion of, you know, Bryce Inderwood's, you know, legal, you know, forum. And during that time, the legalities that was arising in Indian country, a majority of these people did not see the purpose of what the tribal governments and people like Chase Iron Eyes, Wendell, Yellow Bull, Dave Swallow, and that punk James Franco. I got recordings of them where they were illustrating that they were the most important treaty people. They formed the traditional kinships of the treaty body. They said that in general. They did, okay? I got the recordings of them. He's stating that we have the bread in the pudding. Well, unfortunately, man, you don't have the bread in the pudding. When you continue to bastardize how America implements colonial policies to neutralize human rights, you will always be part of the melting pot of how America oversees issues pertaining to indigenous people that continue to remain free in their own struggle. And I really, really am, you know, puzzled by that shit because it really frustrates me that a majority of our people still can't see what is really happening in their own eyes. As far as the eye can see, and I say this with an open heart, the great mystery valued the purpose of the life that he created through the animals and the two-legged, which is us, okay? And the animals and the two-legged became brothers in every avenue and every measures necessary for them to live amongst themselves freely and independent. And they made sacrifices to serve each other, no matter if it was food, protection, or being part of the people that struggled to remain free before the coming of the sacred horse. You see, these are the things that people don't know. And they always talk about these things in a sense that, you know, look, let me put it this way, okay? And whether you all are get offended by it, I don't care, because you all have Chase Ironized's mentality. You're educated and you don't know shit about the traditional value. They say this in Lakota. We chose on it. We chose it. Hena echa ya pasi sapte. Hena echa wola kota aikwake. Ash ipach ilala na woyuk stokile mila haska kakwich yapi. Hena echa kusya nagibi. Na hena nisya sloyapi. Nisya hecha no pi mitaki epi. Takwela kha unlak kota na takulena ipche unyank te hanta. Wak sape kilena onkyu hapsne. Takwela. Na toha he kakpi yank te hanta. Waka on shima kakile na haksi wa onspeke he nitsu. Na wankata ke wakhat khanka ki chi mane to ke he isha taku wo akhan nitsu. Na oma oyate glena le chala ke se i wa agla ke kile he na wa nitsa pi wana. Taku le na igle khan i wo agla ka ke he he na toni he chokata oyate chofi ki he na eta ha ke he na tagne he yak pa ke he ois pa wo ki. Oh, hena isha wo yuk chaki hena yanke. As tony o yate mitraki hechu se ebel etu amsni, na abeles amsni. Taku hena wo su ta ogna he, aik kwaking te hanta. Wo la kota ogna hechu se I chano fik te mitaki epi. He chano se dagne lustan tisni. Wa kant khanka ki chi mane tu na unti ma khaki lena nupki. Wo yuk chat khanki ki wo yuk e na kong. On speculina on kupi. Woyu khakilena echa wamak khaska chanopa khakehe on kupi. Na eta huto paki hena isaki. Hinajib na oyate nupaki. Lena echa hu nupaki hena etela oichi yapi. So ho hena wabla zehe yanke. Aswana woshuta na kaku kya heno kitkops niki. Lena echa ipach yab na kaksa. Egina kab heon sa tagni yustumbo ki. O teatki. Wolak hota umpi na to kyut sa iab na woglaka. Na ha mila haska tcha we choy ke he echa chaje ke he na yuhapi. And I'm talking about Chase Iron Eyes. I'm also talking about Dave Swallow. And I'm also talking about James Franco. And I'm also talking about Wendell Yellowbull. I'm sick and tired of these people bastardizing you as Native people, and you're doing nothing to stop them. You're doing nothing to say anything derogatory about them men. And they're getting away with it in the eyes of the beholder. And the white man is the one beholding you. You get that, Native people? You get that, black people? You get that, yellow man and women? This is our fault. Because we continue to allow our own to take negative responsibilities that were not orchestrated and given the knowledge from people like ourselves. We have to own up to that. Because if this was ancient times, from time immemorial, them four men would not be here. That was the traditional way of living independently. And for people to make remarks like they are the ones that created this Ocheti Shako and all these traditional elements to try to implement some kind of structure, and there's no such thing as a Republic of Lakota. Take a look at it. Everything that Russell started died with him. He never handed on to anybody. And there was a guy that was supposed to be his attorney friend named Jerry Collette. I know. I used to be Russell Means' personal bodyguard. And even I got sold out too. Sad but true. But that's how it is with many people that think they have power to unify themselves with traditional people that still keep the stories and the language. That's independence tonight, what I'm talking about, folks. And until you all pick it up and start working with it and living in it, then and only then can we free ourselves from this captivity. And if you can't become a prayerful people to understand that fairness and balance and by resorting to those songs that give the strength back to the people, ladies and gentlemen, you lose. And I hate to say it in that white man's term, but I have to. Because it's time for you people to wake up and rise up and tell your men what to do, women. Put the dresses back on and tell the men what to do. They will protect and serve you the way they did it since time immemorial. If our animal women can do it, why can't we two-legged? Back to you, listening audience. That's my passion that always gets ahead of me because I love my people, and that's you. Oh, back to you all.
Oh, thank you, Chinookwa. Oyate, I guess that was the response to the question, the statement that the board lit up tonight. Anyone else want to join the conversation?
The board's lit up. Come on, you guys. Get on board. Let's hear what you have in your heart. Come on, women, come on.
Come on, state your name. Callers, introduce yourself and you can join the conversation, or if you just want to listen in, at least give us an introduction of who's calling and who you are, what your name is.
This is Gabriel Reyes from Illinois.
Hey, little brother Gabriel. Hey, great to hear from you. What's one of our Mojica brothers? Right on.
Welcome, Gabriel. Welcome.
How's it going, Jabril? How's it going, Chinookwa?
It's going great.
Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Hello to everybody else, Sathan.
Right on, my little brother Gabriel. Right on. Great to hear you tonight. If you have something you want to contribute, feel free to do it.
Nothing, just listening in. I heard yesterday's show. It was pretty good. What Jenny Menihide was saying, what Jabril, Chinookwa, everyone. I was just getting busy with life, but tuning back into this radio show, and I'm glad to see it's still going.
Yeah, we're still here trying to keep it going. Well, we need your support. We need the support of all our brothers and sisters out there, listening audience. It's your show.
Hey, Jabril. So, this is Oyate.
Hey, Oyate.
Hey, what kind of research did you do for Chinookwa?
We were researching independence within the BIA and the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Interior Department to find some work from Grandpa Roy and many others who established the independent structure with the United States. And they have it, if you go like on BIA website and you type in like Lakota, independent Lakota Nation or Cheyenne or Salagee, any nation you type in independent, that name in that nation, and it's going to come up and it discusses the commercial side of it, which is the government-to-government relationship, and which is the commercial trade, one business doing business with another business, because they are both service corporations. But then down into it, they have in bold caption the name of the nations and independent within those paragraphs. And at the bottom of all of them, they state that they recognize those nations as independent nations. So the independent structure is there and has been established by our elders and ancestors, our predecessors, made sure that that was there for us, but we never knew to pick it up. So Chinupa and many others who've been guided to hold on to that have made the charge on keeping that fire burning, that independence. And so that's what we found.
Hey, Jabril. Have you ever got to look at that
legal day that has on independence?
Well, say, look at it, what? Say it again.
The 40-page legal dossier. It was put together by international attorneys.
Took a look at that here recently, and we've been looking at a lot of the court cases because in the independent structure, you know, everything is there for us. It's already been established, but we have to just pick it up and implement it. All the court cases, then when you go against them in court, when you stand in your true standing as a independent flesh and blood man, they won't stand in debate. They run away. Why? Because they want to keep you in that commercial construct. So long as you're outside of that and your independence, they can't deal with it, because their whole structure is keeping you commercialized into their assimilated into the machine.
Maybe at some time in the future, I don't have it in front of me now, but I have a copy of it. In fact, I'm the one that gave it to Chinupa. It was prepared for Chief Richard Grass and me when we was working on independence back in 1991. And that legal dossier covers every court case ever presented, every ruling, every, you know, opinion ever presented. And the only thing it doesn't include, Jabril, is that forgery that happened on that 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty. That's the only thing it doesn't have in there. And I don't know how they missed putting that in there or omitted it or whatever. But
since I've been unmuted, I'd like to ask a question. Hello?
Go right ahead. Ask the question.
Okay. I came here because of the title of the show, which was about the injustices done to the Indians, which is a subject most people are very interested in. Is it true that every treaty that the United States government got involved in with the Indians, no matter what the tribe was, back in the 1800s, that did the United States government violate just about every one of those treaties?
Every one, right.
Yeah, every one of them they violated.
Wow.
Every single
one of the hosts. Really? One of the co-hosts was talking about accumulation of court cases. How is it today? Is the government any different, or are they violating, using the court system in order to perpetuate their own particular dominance over the Indian tribe?
Here, let me step into this with everybody, and I love the brother's question. This is Chinupa. I'm going to step in real heavy to really blow this out of proportion. You see, every time our people have been, you know, less accounted for through paper, the white man would turn around and make it accountable and otherwise. back in the days when treaty signing and all that stuff was taking place, the treaties were only good for 10 years. That was the validity behind them, okay? So in today's modern viewpoint, okay, no treaty exists. That was just a way to cultivate our people to get into the English phonics of the rest of humanity. And our people have been done that to since time immemorial, okay? And so when they withhold food rations and all this other heinous shit that affect Indian people in Indian country, you will see that the devil himself took on a responsibility that he never lived by in the first place. You see, the white man is a born-again liar. And if there's white people listening on today's show, hey, we're coming for your people. We're asking you, man, to get your people to get their head out of their behind and start looking at the shit that really does stink, okay? Because every treaty and acts and pacts what Congress had created. Remember, there never was a Rome in Turtle Island until they got here. And they circumvented responsibilities to neutralize human rights. The freedoms of independence is your human rights. Simple. The Earth Mother still has it. The animal creatures still have it. The rain has it. The snow has it. The sun ray from our sister, the sun, has it. The night moon has it. All of that in the name of independence is free for everyone to enjoy. The problem with civilized and modern man, this heinous devil, cannot accept what the creation of the great mystery has done to that race. That race is known for this, okay? Remember, they're the ones who killed that guy, that so-called Jesus. They killed him, okay? That's why he don't ever serve them. And the problem with that is they're still creating everything of a different conscience. Look, here's a good example how heinous behavior works. And our people still don't get it today. My indigenous people don't get it today. And I'm sorry, I'm angry at you Indians for talking shit, don't want to really smell the shit that stinks, and you can't even see it from the third eye, which is your heart. The white man has been known to destroy people by all means and any means necessary. So look back into the smallpox blanket from all them eastern tribes that once lived out there in that paradise of freedom or no more. And you come inward, and I stress this all the time to my people and everyone else that don't want to acknowledge that the problem is the white race. The white race. You keep bringing him in. You bring him into the Sundance. You bring him into the Sweat Lodge. You give him a name. You give him a feather. You give him a sacred pipe. You Indians did that to my worship, way of life. My worship, my practice, my way of life. You Indians did that. You did. I didn't do that. You did. Because you think that the realities that are unfolding today, the one love you, that man could never, ever love himself. And that's the greed he still has. He takes it from you. You all have a house that's comfortable. All of you tonight show live in a house or an apartment building, okay? You all live there. You got a bed. There's a refrigerator to go in and get something sweet and cold to drink and eat. You all do that. Chalupa don't have it. I live with two dogs. My Chalks, whose name is Sunny, and my big dog, my Bee. Those are the names I give my animals because those are the real gods of the four-legged and the two-legged. Dog, turn it around. God, hello? And he's working with you, but yet you want to leash him. You want to vaccinate him. You want to castrate him. You want to do all that stuff to your God. And yet he still wags his tail for you to accept you for who you are, no matter how heinously inclined you're doing to the rest of humanity and to him. And when I get back into this, everything created by civilized and modern man, okay, white race in particular, this man is dead, and he's still trying to use experimental testing to wake himself up. It'll never happen. It'll never go away until he surrenders to himself. And that's one thing that white man has never tried in a true form. And his great mystery will come back to him if he can acknowledge that. As at one time, he was a primitive man. And now he even took that away from himself. He took that away from himself. That's how evil the white man do. And that's how you answer a question that is so heinously true, and you make it that sort because it becomes his story. And that's where the term history comes from. It's all created by civilized and modern man. Back to you, audience.
Well, can't disagree with you. The history is written by the victors, regardless of whether the history is true or not. I can't disagree with you at all. I'm a libertarian. I'm not an Indian. But we, in particular libertarians, and a lot of Americans are waking up to the fact that what you're saying, the white race, or just people in general, in particular Europeans, white Europeans who have sought to conquer the world. At one, as a matter of fact, I have a world history book from 1952. And in it, it says very plainly that the United States, along with China and Russia at the time, and Japan at one time, were imperialistic nations. You're not going to get that taught in the history books today about America being an imperialistic nation. You won't get taught that America was responsible for the initiation of 40 wars against other countries. They weren't declared as World War I's or World War II's. They may have been declared as, I forget what the term was, but it wasn't peace action. That was for Korea. But the fact, whatever you said was all true. And it's kind of amazing to me how you're talking about your people, the Indians, not waking up even to the fact that the white man or the modern man, the civilized man, American, the American government, how they don't recognize that the American government, the white people, are still oppressing them. We as Americans are barely waking up to that now, but I think for the most part it's too late. So it's kind of a, why do you think Indians who have undergone most oppression in America don't seem to recognize that the American government, Congress, I think the American people are for Indians. I think it's the Congress that will try to continue to keep American Indians down. Why do you think American Indians, or some of them, don't seem to recognize that?
Well, let's put it in this context, okay? My grandpa once told me, he said, anything that civilized man has created isn't yours, son. So don't pick it up and put it in your pocket. What you need to understand what goes in the pocket is the value of life, which you can't pick up. And I thought about that. And I had to be at the age of maybe 20, 21. I just got out of federal prison for knocking off a BIA cop on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I went to jail for that. I spent my time for it. Got out, had to finish school, and graduated high school in 1979. Got my diploma, took it back to the courts, and said, here, I accomplished what you thought I couldn't do. And the remaining sentence was expunged off my record. And I say that with an open heart because that's what America has been doing since time immemorial. Since they ever came into this country of ours, that had no incarceration rate of any humanity, even the four-legged. There was no jails in this country of ours. You see, this is how white people love to do that. They love to incarcerate themselves, too. The stoic behavior amongst the white race is a devil in true form because not only does he kill his own people, but he'll kill his children. He'll kill his grandmother. He'll kill his wife. He'll kill his own kids if you let him. And that white man is capable of doing that. Whether you like to hear that or not, that's the truth. That's the stoic behavior of the white race. Now, because a lot of my people are struggling to remain free, they want this catastrophic, you know, behavior. This catastrophic behavior is Burger King, McDonald's, all of these franchises that are equivalent to create nothing but obesity, okay? And our dietary from the buffalo, the elk, the antelope, the deer, and many other small animals that sacrificed themselves. They kept those independents away from us. And today, white man is hoarding large herds of buffalo, elk, deer, antelope. And some that are remaining free, they're running from captivity. I don't care if you call them a state park or a federal national park. They're all running from the white man. Until white people surrender to themselves and understand that, hey, here's going to answer your question more heavily. You show me, young man, you show me where the Lakota people created an atomic bomb and went over to Europe and dropped it in Finborough, London, England, and wiped out all them English people in Finborough, London, England. You show me where the Lakota created a hydrogen bomb and did the same thing to the Australian people that fled from their own captivity and ended up down there in, you know, the Aboriginal territories of the people down there in a country of their own, and they give it the name Australia. There's no such thing as that. You show me where all of this has happened, where people of color created bombs and dropped them on the white race. Show me where that exists, and I'll shut the F up, cut my hair, and find a way to dye my skin white, because now you can do that. I'm so angry at these questions that it's right in front of you, brother. Take a look at your own white people. Take a look at them that you serve and work for. Take a look at them. They're right there. And when you understand that outline of that nature of people, then and only again can you become full of the knowledges we have, because that man's been taking everything from us and leaving us with nothing. And it's our fault for allowing that man to come into our circle. I've seen it happen in our sundance here on the Pine Ridge. I also see it in the sweat lodges. I've also seen it in different cultures. I've seen it. I even seen it in Detroit, Michigan, when I was out there with my little brother. I seen a white man claiming to be a Muslim. Yeah, that white man got no business in there. And had I not mentioned that, that white man would still be there. You ask my little brother Jabril, he'll tell you. And that white man was sitting there, man, dressed in their attire, trying to, man, give thanks and praise to Allah. He don't even know who in the hell Allah is. And that's what he wants. He wants everything he can get his hands on. And the sad thing is, we allow it. We allow it, Indian people. We allow it, black people. We allow it, yellow people. We keep bringing them guys in, man. We need to stop it by keeping them away from us. We need to focus on the independent of ourselves and start taking care of ourselves, healthy and otherwise. My people are dying because of these COVID epidemics. They don't have to drop a bomb on you. They don't have to shoot you anymore. They don't have to abuse you anymore. All they have to do is put it in the air and put it in saliva and feed it to you. And as stupid as you people are, you're going to eat it for them. And that's what's happening today. Why do you think, man, the white race is going around outside with no mask, but the rest of them are? There's a difference there. That's capitalistic control. That's communism. God dang it. Let's really get to the core. That's why the incarceration rate in America is so high. We're almost close to 252% incarceration, man. And that's not only with just the people of color. Even his own people are in there. And they use his own to try to destroy ours. And that's the heinous part of what America has done to the rest of humanity. People hate that. People hate that, man.
To dovetail from what you're talking about with the incarceration, America has more people in jail than I think the next five or six countries combined, including China and Russia, if what I remember was correct. There is an agenda to incarcerate. There's an agenda now, I think, to eliminate everybody, to just annihilate everybody.
Where did they get that from? Where did they get that pattern from? They created from the white race. Look, let's go back into it. And I'm going to take you a little bit further because I don't care about that book, the Holy Bible. And I'm pretty sure a man that's got your intelligence, you know what Bible stands for, right? Right?
What does the Bible stand for? Supposedly,
yeah,
the word of God. I'm not a religious person.
Okay, so see, you, if you go back into ancient history and go back even to what's described in that Bible, the Bible's message and the way it's pronounced, the B-I-B-L-E. Remember there was a song, the B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. You know, these white people would sing that downtown streets and when they're holding congregations, right? Well, in fact, what people don't know and what they should know, like Chinupa is going to give you tonight, the Bible description means basic instructions before leaving earth. In other words, when you die, okay, right, you're supposed to go to wherever their heaven is. Well, a heaven is a thing on earth. Belinda Carlisle made that song because she's seen what these white people were doing through religion. That's why they killed her and her song. See, this is how civilized and modern man become equivalent to evil. Evil is going to always be here until you, the people of color, like Chinupa, back away from it. And it's hard to do that. It is hard. But it can be done. I'm living proof. I'm living proof it can be done. Now, the basic description of law. Do you know what law stands for? L-A-W, law. That was created in Rome and the Egyptians. They created that word, law. What it implied and what it represents and means, it means lying authority wins. And that's what they've been doing to the rest of humanity, right, that don't know English and that don't know conscripts of what these Egyptians and Romans were doing. This is the heinous pattern. But all of those countries fell to nomadic people. They all fell. America's falling right now. Let's thank the great mystery and give her, Mother Earth and him, a pat on the back for knocking his own people out. He's doing this to them for what they've done to us, okay? And all you have to do is back up and stay in your spiritual practice, and you will see it. It's happening.
Well, Americans do see that. Americans do.
Let me finish my subject up, and then you can continue on, brother, okay? Because we're coming down to the top of the hour. When it gets heavy like this through the independent structure, okay, I don't know Jesus or Jesus or Yahshua. I don't know him. I don't know Yahweh either. I don't know their God, which you describe as in English form, okay? I don't know them. Never have and never will. Do they exist?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. They don't exist amongst indigenous people. We have a name for our worship and our being that created life. My point is this. I just met you tonight on tonight's show on April 10th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor and privilege to have you as a guest come on to the Indigenous Voices of People. This is an ongoing show that my sister, Leona Brando, had given to us Native people to have our voice. And we also need to find support to help her pay for her show continuously, to give us that support, too. We need to raise some money to help her. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you can give, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to wait for her to call me and say how much you need, and I'll do it. I'll do whatever I can to help support that. Now, the point that I was raising about the independent structure. I do take it that you have your own house, right?
Right.
Okay. So now you're living in your own jail and you don't even know it. Okay?
Well,
there's no independence in that jail. Only the virtues and words that you talk about to your family. Because when you leave it, you got to lock it up when you leave. And when you come back, you got to unlock it and get back in there. That's incarceration. That's a jail. You can't take it with you. You see, this is what civilized and modern man had done to people. Now, a good description to it is go look at what the animals are still doing outside. No matter if you got to go down to a park and take a look at the bugs and birds, take a look at them. They're singing to you to tell you to remain free in the best way you can and get out of captivity, they're telling you. But unfortunately, you don't want to resonate to that. But I rest my case with that because if you want independence, it's right there. Pick it up. It's your freedom. And I turn it back to the rest of the audience and thank you for coming out and bringing questions like that to you, brother. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All righty. Well, that was a deep discussion. Very good questions, brother. What's your name again, brother?
Joe.
Joe, guest caller Joe, welcome to the show, and we thank you for the engagement, Joe, and thank you for that understanding, Chinupa. This is the beauty of this show, is that we can share with one another and learn from one another and get a better understanding of things. We got the board lit up with quite a few callers. Anyone want to engage, you're welcome to ask questions, share knowledge. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is Tungleska Wakakwak. Lanny Lapati, Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe.
Right on, Lanny. I appreciate you coming on board. Begin any way you want. Go ahead.
Hey, so there's a – I talked to Chinupa maybe a couple, two, three times since then, but last time I was on. But Bryce in the Woods, he has a veterans radio show here in Cheyenne River. So he asked me to speak on it, so I went ahead and spoke. And I started to talk about a lot of the corruption that goes on here in Cheyenne River. And I brought up a lot of different topics. Like one topic that I brought up is I wanted to get rid of the BIA, Bureau of Indian Affairs, because we only get 30 cents on the dollar with the BIA being here. So for us as a people, you know, we're losing money having them. But every time you turn around, like I'm a landowner, you know, I have 91 acres of land, you know, and different parts of the res. So I'm trying to consolidate it. But the BIA says, well, you can't consolidate your land. You got to go ask this white guy if he'll let you take your land out of lease. Now, the BIA, who holds the trust responsibility for my land, leases my land at about $1.80, maybe $2.20, you know, if I add up what I get in my lease check, per acre. Now, on top of it, the white guy who's running outside cows on the reservation, the tribal council keeps his lease rate at $7 a head. Now, our forage, a lot of us reservations, you know, that's the only income you're going to have. Now, what you need to understand for any economy and nation-to-nation talk is you have to export something off of your land. Somebody's going to pay you money for it. Now, it doesn't work when the white man, these rich cattle brokers, cattlemen come in, import their cows, run their cows at $7 a head. I mean, I spend $100 per head to feed my horses. They stole my land and gave it to a white guy. So now the white guys on the reservation own 90% of our land, right? And it's because we have this IRA government that allows it to happen. Because that IRA government allows them to hire our own lawyers to fight us in court. So I'm in court with this tribe, my tribe, Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, over two different deals, the land issue, Ordinance 71, against the Constitution, violates the Constitution. But they wrote it for the white man so the white man can keep the land, and then they added clauses in there like grazing rates. Allows them. Is that you, Bryce? But anyway,
pasture authorizations.
That's it. Thank you. Pasture authorization, which allows them to double and triple stock on our land. That's against the Constitution. But the other part that they added so that they get to keep our land is they added in there the first right of refusal. So they get to keep our land in their family's hands forever. So then they went on to not allowing our people to get the 5 acres off, you know, wherever they want to live. And we got our white councilmen. Our white councilmen, they're less than a quarter. A lot of them are. And what we need to implement as a people, and we need to rewrite our own constitution, because this IRA constitution leaves too many loopholes in it for us Indians to get by. All you have to do is look at your reservation, and you know whether or not that's working for you or not. And for 95% of us, it's not working. So we have to get away from the IRA. We know that the government is flawed. We know that these politicians are dirty. Why would we adopt those ways? You know, our ancestors didn't want to adopt that way of life. They didn't want those rules and regulations. But the white man who came and at every turn that has lied to us, even here up here at the BIA, one of my elders, she came to me, she sought me out to tell me, because she heard me talking on the radio. She said, we had white men that run on my land, and he was double and triple stalking his cows. We knew it all along, but they finally caught it. She said, so when I went in and asked the BIA agent lady if how I would be compensated for that, and that lady told her, what comes around goes around. Karma will take care of you. Well, the last time I checked, when you went to the grocery store, they don't take karma. So here we are. We got the BIA. That's a part of the problem here. It's a part of the corruption. We haven't had a permanent superintendent here in 7 years. You go look at the BIA side, it looks like low-income housing. There's a roof over there that doesn't need new sheets. It needs new paint everywhere. But the BIA, they don't care about us, Indians. Just like the IHS, I told the storage council. They had a tube, they brought it in. My brother got
Lenny,
in that tube.
Lenny, let me jump in here real quick, okay? Here's what I'm going to say, okay? Why aren't you guys blaming them guys? Why aren't you calling the names out? If I don't like anybody that's on my reservation that's doing some illegal shit to my people, I'm going to call his name out. I'm going to publicize and humiliate his name. I don't care about it. If I'm going to follow the path of the white man, I sure in the hell ain't going to be hush about it. I can never trust a white man for what he's doing. And it goes around every world circle. Every world circle it goes around. The white race is the devil. But until you blame him, then and only then can we solve the problem. Because we already see it and we live in it. And I'm talking about, I'm going to say it again, I'm talking about people like Wendell Yellowbull, Chase Ironite, James Franco, and Dave Swallow. I'm talking about these four men. These guys are illegally using our spiritual practice to bastardize the way our people once lived in it through freedom. And until our people recognize who those people are and say it publicly, then that's when, hey, you stop. All of this incineration has happened. And I will that with our people, because until you start cultivating these names, it'll come to that understanding of man where we need to pick up the independent structure to hold them accountable. But as long as there nobody's going to say the names, then that's what's going to continue to happen. I bastardized Julian Barron. I bastardized Mr. Kevin Keller. I bastardize these people because I'm not ashamed to do it. I'm not going to follow the white man's parentheses. If I do, I become like the rest of humanity. And I'm sorry, I can't live with that. So as we come down to the closing of our show, and next week, folks, please come back on. We need you guys. And Joe, I wish you would give your last name, because we had a Joe that came on before. He was intoxicated, and he tried to say, how do you feel about Joe Biden? I don't care about that white man. That white man ain't shit to me. That's all he does is, man, destroy and hurt people, man, through the riches of the same economy that people can't afford, and you know it. But why couldn't Joe give you his last name? That's the sad part. You see, Jabril, you guys got to be very careful on that, because that could be a spy. That could be an FBI. We'll never know. That could be the CIA. We'll never know. And if he can't, remember, America gave you two names anyway, folks. And that's what Americans do. That's it. That's just the way they are. They want you to be like him. But as we come down to the last few minutes, thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to close it with this song, and I'm going to turn it back over to Jabril to end it.
Chinupa.
Yes.
Just real quick to add on to that, Lion Authority wins over land, air, and water. Shitaloa. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you, Bryce. Right? My little brother, Bryce Hindwood. I just talked about my little brother this afternoon and rapping at the Tokala.
Lion Authority wins over land, air, and water.
That's Bryce. A beautiful term that he gave you. See, that's there, but remember, those
what's
are Anglo-Saxon versions. Those are Anglo-Saxon. I'm not saying I disagree with him. He's got a good point. It's a good point. It's a valid point. So, Joe, man, please give us your last name next time, okay? You want to come back on our show and be part of this independent struggle? All right, so here's my song in closing, okay, to all of you. And this is what I'm going to close it with. This is a good, strong, spiritual song that we use in our dance. Tonka shilayai, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy. Tonka shilayai, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy. Hey, taku wa kachayai. Wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy, hey, 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 tonka shilayai, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy, hey, 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 taku wa kachayai, wahi eloyoy. Wahi Eloyo.
That first version is for the Dakota women. And now the Lakota woman, the second version. Tonka shilayai. Wahi Eloyo. Wahi Eloyo. Wahi Eloyo. Hey, yeah, yeah. Daku wa kachayai. Wahi Eloyo, Wahi Eloyo, hey, 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 Tonka Shilayai, Wahi Eloyo, Wahi Eloyo, Wahi Eloyo, hey, 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 Taku Wakatayai, Wahi Eloyo. Wahi Eloyo, hey, 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 hey. And to our Nakota women with the N dialect. Tonka shilayai, wahi eloyo, wahi eloyo, wahi eloyo, hey, 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 hey. Daku wa katayai, wahi eloyo, wahi eloyo. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, oh. Tonka shilayai, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, daku wa kachayai, wahi eloyoy, wahi eloyoy. Hey, yeah, yeah, hey, oh.
Good night, everybody, and I'll see you all from Lakota country here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. This is Chunupa Gluhamani saying, sleep well, and I look forward to next week's show. And thank you again, Sister Leona, for a show well done. Okay, we'll put a trunk at Chicha. Good night to everyone.
Good night.